It was a horrific scene. Survivors were stunned, and a mother whose son was killed pleaded for understanding.
Let's try to get rid of the hatred and the violence.
People held vigils around the world, and the U.S. presidential candidates weighed in.
The only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here.
I believe weapons of war have no place on our streets.
But there's one thing missing in all the shock and sorrow, and that's a plan to end gun violence in the U.S.
I see the whole issue of people dying prematurely from firearms as a public health measure.
Yet if you look at the CDC website today, the U.S. agency charged with guarding the nation's public health is quiet about the issue of gun violence.
We certainly don't have as much research on gun violence prevention relative to the size of the problem.
The CDC keeps tabs on the causes of death. That's how we know that 30,000 people die every year from gun violence. But there's no research on what prompts it.
What we do when we have most problems is we gather the data to find out what's happening. You know, we ask, what are the issues? What are the problems? And then we sit around a table with a multidisciplinary team and figure out what some of the reasonable solutions are. We put them in place and we test them and see if they work.
Public health experts point to studies about car accidents and how these studies led to seatbelts and other measures that have drastically reduced automobile deaths.
The chair asks that the House now observe a moment of silence in memory of the victims of the terrorist attack in Orlando.
In the case of gun violence, it's become a political issue. 20 years ago, Congress stripped the CDC of funding for gun research. That was after the National Rifle Association accused the public health agency of lobbying for gun control. Since then, Congress has refused to fund this type of research. The American Medical Association has now pledged to actively lobby Congress to lift that ban. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.